There's an old saying when it comes to business. The best ones don't just sell a product, they solve a problem. That's exactly what Unalaska-based captain Christian Laxvoss set out to do with his idea for a new kind of snack.
I really learned it from my mom. When she was doing, we call it in Iceland, fist balls. Well, that gets people here blushing. It's called Captain K Fist Franks. But it's just like a hot dog.
Instead of beef or pork, cheap white pollock from the Bering Sea is smoked and wrapped up in casing. Laxvoss thinks it could be a hit in countries like Japan, where there's bigger demand for hot dogs and seafood on the menu. But more than a gap in dining options, Laxvoss says he's trying to address a long-running problem in the Pribilof community of St. George. There's been almost no economic activity on the island, even after the Aleutian Pribilof Island Community Development Association built a brand new fish plant.
I come there and I see that new building. And I ask them, what are they doing with it? What's in there? Nothing. I said, nothing? No, nothing at all. That little wheels up here at the top start working. And I say, I'm going to see what I can do about that.
He formulated a plan to turn the empty building into a factory and churn out fish franks. The concept took first place in the inaugural Aleutian Marketplace Contest this January. Gary Chaitluk helps run the competition for Apicta and the Aleut Corporation.
So from the feedback that I received from a couple of the judges, they believed that it was an innovative idea, sustainable because of use of a local resource, pollock, and also with the ability to create jobs.
For that, Laxvoss got a $1,000 check. Later in the year, judges will start evaluating detailed business plans, and the purse will increase to $20,000. But even if he won again, Laxvoss says it wouldn't be enough to get started.
With everything, because you're going to need forklifts, you're going to need freezer containers and all kinds of stuff. I would say between $1 and $2 million.
Laxvoss doesn't have that kind of money, and neither does St. George. Since the island's crab processor shut down about a decade ago, jobs have dried up and the population's dropped to just 80 people. Mayor Pat Pletnikoff says it's been tough to watch.
We're surrounded by seafoods. Unfortunately, we just don't have the ability to take advantage of those resources, and so we look to Apicta to assist us in that regard.
As a community development quota group, Apicta is meant to take some of the wealth generated by the seafood industry and direct it back into towns along the Bering Sea. Seafood franks wouldn't fix St. George overnight, but Laxvoss and Pletnikoff say they're worth some extra funding from the CDQ group.
We felt that it was important for the community because at the very least we'd get something going, and certainly it offers the prospects of expansion.
We're ready to do our part, but, you know, it has to make sense, and everybody's got to step up to the plate.
Larry Cotter is the chief executive officer for Apicta. He says the organization hasn't overlooked St. George or ruled out investment in local business. Building a new fish plant was supposed to be a step in that direction, but Cotter says there's a reason why it's never been filled.
The key to making St. George work is having a workable harbor. We currently don't have that.
The facility is vulnerable to storms and tough to access, even in good weather. Getting the harbor back in shape would cost about $30 million. Cotter says Apicta can cover a third of that price tag if the state and federal government split the rest. With such a large deficit in Alaska's budget, it's not clear when the state could make that kind of commitment. For now, Apicta will continue looking for sources of funding to repair the harbor. But Christian Laxvoss wants to move forward without it. He says it's possible to set up shop in St. George as long as he can find an investor willing to take the leap and start feeding the island's economy back to health, one franc at a time. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.